This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 a gallon. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
Federal and state taxes will present even higher prices at the pumps. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby Saturday, upsetting the top favorites in the field to win the 147th running of the roses at Churchill Downs. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India, and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? This is what happens when you have a government of for, by, we, the people. All the personalities, 300 million plus. It makes you wonder, you know, what our founding fathers were thinking and maybe hoping for. This is why they said, in God we trust. With us is Phil Hotzenfiller. Phil is the founder and president of American Faith. He also happens to be the senior pastor of Influence Church in NI Mills, California, who have been, dealing with the COVID very responsibly. And Phil, I guess to this point, you haven't, you know, created a super spreading event there in California, have you?
No. In fact, I don't know of anyone that has gathered who has a super spreader. I think that's a terminology to try to throw everybody off base and keep them at home and keep them quiet. So I don't believe there is a super spreader. That's my personal opinion because I haven't seen the evidence of it. We've been open since May 31st of last year. Mm-hmm. And so surely by this time we would be guilty of all crimes against us.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, Phil, is that, look, this is Jesus' church. He established this. Said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And you question, you know, and this is a tough call here, because when is faith given an opportunity to demonstrate itself then with situations like this, when you're going to be counter what the culture is doing, what government is doing? And there have been some pastors, you know, around the world, in Canada, most recently, we're hearing more about what's happened up there in these oppressive areas, that just said, you know, I'm going to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, but I'm also going to render to God the things that are God's. And last time I checked, the church belongs to God. And when it comes to protecting the church, I think God is better protecting the church than our government. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't think the government's ever been very effective in protecting the individual. I think from a national standpoint, obviously, our military has been very effective. Mm-hmm. I think from a local area, police have been very effective in doing what they do well. But when it comes to the big picture, we're spiritual creatures. And if we don't depend on God through something I'm going to call minor by comparison to what the world has experienced in its history, then why do we have God at all?
Exactly.
I can't recall his name right now, but there's a guy that I think he's 109. He survived the Spanish flu and COVID and doing well. And they asked him, you know, what would you think about COVID? And he said, well, I had a few sniffles. And, you know, and I look at it and I go, this guy is in the super high risk category.
Exactly.
So this does seem to align with, there's something not quite right on this one. And I think we all know that. but we don't know what it is. I'm reminded of a scripture, kind of back to your point, in Jeremiah 12:5. It says, if you have run with men and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses?
Yeah.
In the safe land, you fall down. What will you do in the jungles of the Jordan? And if you think about that picture, God says, when small things derail you, what will you do when things really get bad?
Exactly.
I believe COVID is a test for the church,
mm-hmm.
and I believe most churches have failed. That's just personal opinion. Anybody could disagree with me. I think the church has failed in this season on a general big picture scale.
Right. Well, I think for a long time our government has been out of order, Phil. They are in the wrong lane. They've thought, you know, and especially now when they've really doubled down, and that old, Ronald Reagan saying, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. Well, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to bind you up even more so. And what they're doing is taking advantage of people's fear, which they've created, not the people, but it's been created by the government. They've taken their fear, and interestingly enough, with all the stuff that they've done, it's a wonder that they haven't devastated the economy even more so. So, but they're not over yet. I mean, they've got $6 trillion worth of encumbrances and shackle binding that is just on the horizon. I mean, and I keep saying that this is a form of modern-day slavery. We're going to be beholden to the government, not to one another, but to the government for these outlandish deals. And I'm not hearing one person say, hey, Bill, you know, we want to take a look at maybe making our government more efficient. Let's take a look at government waste, which, you know, the late Senator Tom Coburn, before he passed away, reported in one of his infamous waste books that just on the surface, and just a real quick drive-by, there was over $400 billion in duplicative waste among 17 agencies in our government. And that was, I think that was in 2016 when he reported that. So, now we've had trillions of dollars of waste just in that specific area that continues to go on, and not one person from the government, you know, is saying, hey, look, we've got a lot of waste in them, Thar Hills. Maybe we should clean that up, use some of that money for, you know, the teachers, COVID relief, or these other needed areas that we so determine are more important.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think there's a different agenda, however. My thought is that there is an intentional movement toward driving it so far in debt that we eliminate the dollar,
mm-hmm.
we move into a worldwide digital currency, and everything, it just kind of goes away. Because if you don't adopt that picture, then how in the world does what's happening make sense? How in the world do even fiscal responsible Republicans not even speak up during this season?
Exactly.
There's something else afoot, and we're not sure exactly what it is, but it has to be somehow eliminate currency and go to worldwide currency. That's my thought.
No, I think you're right, 100%, because you know, because where it all ends, all roads lead to a one-world government. And for people of faith that read their Bible, oh, yeah, that's right. There's that one-world government thing. That's where this is all about. And so if this is God's time and we're heading to that chapter of world history, then we need to be prepared. Because God warned us for this, and he warned us so that we would be prepared. And we wouldn't have to lose our peace in the process. But it's going to be a challenge, just like, you know, this COVID deal, like you suggested. It's all a test. It's all a test. Now, did the church pass this test? Did individual people of faith, did they pass their test? It's not even so much people who don't know God, who could care less about God, because we already know. If they happen to pass the test, it's going to be by accident. You know, they just happen to be in the right place. Maybe they were with the right neighbor, the people who had faith and said, hey, look, if we don't get it, we don't understand, we're going to follow your lead, right? And yeah, maybe that's the case. But everybody else, you know, but it's the people of faith that this is incumbent upon, Phil, I believe, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I think so. And I think some individuals are going to pass it, some churches are going to, some nations are going to, and some are going to fail.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, there is a judgment of nations even coming in Scripture.
Right.
in the book of Matthew.
Well, like Jim Carrey said, you know, in his own words, there will be people entering through those pearly gates and they will be smoking. I'm just saying. Phil Hotchenpiller is with us. Our conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
With you, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking to the world-famous Phil Hotchenpiller, yes, the founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, I want to talk about, you know, what happened with the Stanford NIH study, but before we do, you and I were starting to talk off air about a guest that you'd interviewed, that you had there at church, Mike Evans, And I feel like we need to give this attention. Tell us the story and a little backdrop on it.
Well, first of all, I didn't know anything about him, and we set him up to be on this show I'm doing on Jewish Life TV with John Voight and Stephen Paul and my wife. And so anyway, he's telling the story until he's being beat by his father until he's, 11 years old. His mother's Jewish. And all of a sudden he's getting, literally, it was just unbelievably how bad he was being beat. And he's crying out to God because he's growing up in this Christian church. And all of a sudden he said, at 11, I realized my purpose in life. And he said, if I couldn't protect my mother against my Christian father, right, who was not clearly not Christian, he was Christian in name only, then maybe that's God's purpose for me, is to protect the Jews. So fast forward this guy's life, he sends a fax in like 1980 to the prime minister of Israel and says, I'd like to meet with you. And he said, yeah, I got time to meet with you. He sat down with him and he said, what do you want to meet about? He said, I don't know. God just told me to meet with you. He said, you're the first guy that ever wanted
to meet with. This is the prime minister of Israel. He sends a fax, doesn't know what the agenda is, just says, hey, God said I'm supposed to meet you. And so obviously the prime minister must have been spiritually aware to realize that maybe he should meet with this guy.
It's so crazy that it had to be a God story, right?
Oh, sure.
So then a few years later, he comes back, and God told him to go to Israel again and to go meet with the family of Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
And so Benjamin is kind of the son that at that point is living at home, doesn't have a job. I think he was 28 years old, and God told him he's going to be the next prime minister. So he calls up the prime minister, current prime minister at the time, and says, hey, I know I wanted to meet with you. He said, what is it? And he says, come on over. So he goes over and he said, I just met the prime minister. He said, no, I am the prime minister. No, the next prime minister is going to be Benjamin Netanyahu, and I want you to hire him. He doesn't have a job right now. I want him to be on your staff.
Right.
That was the roadmap for Benjamin Netanyahu becoming prime minister.
Unbelievable.
All of our jaws were falling open here, and just blown away by this guy. And I just thought, wow, I got to have him come speak in our church.
Well, exactly. Do you realize how many parents were encouraged? They got sons that are playing video games in the basement, and they're waiting for a Mike Evans to come along and anoint him as the next somebody to do something of some positive construct. So here's Benjamin Netanyahu. He's looking for a job. And next thing you know, Mike Evans comes into his orbit and says, hey, you're going to be the next prime minister. Say what? And, of course, didn't Netanyahu already have a military background at that point?
He had to, because all Jews did at 18. So,
yeah, exactly.
But I'm just sitting there thinking about the hand of God. And that's what we forget in crisis sometimes is, people are kind of moaning right now, what am I going to do? Well, have you forgot to play this God card right now in your life? Because this is pretty significant.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to cards, that's a winning hand. And the most powerful card that you have, and God forbid that you would get on the other side and realize that you end up where you're going to end up and going, hey, wait a minute, what's this God card? How come I still have this God card in my pocket? Right?
Right.
So we need to, without a doubt, that's a great story, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. I did want to talk about the Stanford NIH study, and you and I have had an issue with face masks, from day one. Maybe we're weeks, maybe months, maybe a little bit longer, I've been kind of teasing about this, that we're going to pile all the masks up and just have a bonfire and get rid of them. But as a friend of mine reminded me, he said, well, you got to keep in mind, you got a lot of these people that have, especially the female types, that have all these matching face masks. They probably got $1,000 plus in face mask inventory. And they're not going to be real, real excited about burning those masks, because, it's become a fashion statement.
Well, it has. And I think if we kind of get down to this, and this is, I saw this happen in front of my very eyes. So we posted an article on AmericanFaith.com from the National Institute of Health. Mm. And the headline was, face masks are ineffective against COVID. And then one of the things that it had was a basically a table showing that the physiological and the psychological and the health consequences of that, which was pretty enlightening. Well, then that was on April 16th, and on April 22, Forbes posted an article, and it said this: did the so-called Stanford NIH study really show face masks are ineffective against COVID? And the conclusion in the article was that they never did publish that. Okay, now that's the 22nd. On the 29th, the National Institute of Health published this: retracted, face mask in COVID-19 era, a health hypothesis, and the article's not even there anymore. So I watched in less than 2 weeks, 13 days, it go from NIH had this exhaustive study from Stanford, right? Mm-hmm. Peer review, questioned in Forbes, and disappeared 13 days later.
Right. Well, you know, the powers to be are all yielding to the WHO and the CDC, but particularly the WHO. Facebook, we already know, they've declared the WHO is the standard. If the WHO does not give its blessing on whatever it is that you report, you're canceled. It's out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I dig a little deeper, and I came across a guy by the name of Frank Wisner. I never heard about him, but he was, in 1948, appointed the director of special projects, which later became the espionage and counterintelligence branch of the CIA. He was told to create an organization that would concentrate on propaganda and economic warfare. Later, it was called Mockingbird, and it was specifically aimed at domestic American media to influence it. And Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird, had major influence in 1948 over 25 newspapers and wire agencies, including CBS, Time, New York Times, Post, and the Washington Post. So what happened there? Well, what happened is we think this just happened. This has been going on for 70 years, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just now seeing the final result of this. Nothing happens quickly. It happens over time, and we adjust, and we don't ever question it. Now, finally, it's so in our face, we're questioning everything.
Exactly. Well, it's all about conditioning, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Yeah. You know the old story of the frog in the water, turn up the water a little, the heat a little bit of time, the frog will never jump out because it's, you know, it's not a warm-blooded creature, it's cold-blooded, and it'll adjust to the new temperature until finally you've got frog soup. And that's kind of what's happening. We're kind of in the we're going to be frog soup if we're not careful before long here, Bill.
Well, and again, this is why we've been stressing it's vital. It's not even important. It is critical that we return to the era of critical questions. The critical questions aren't being asked, Phil. And you know, and you and I, as watchmen on the wall, we're seeing this stuff and we're making this announcement to other watchmen that, hey, here's what we're seeing, because this is the way it is. You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part. This is why it's, you know, why God honors our relationship, our horizontal relationships, why they're so important, because we need to be in conversation with each other saying, hey, this is what I'm seeing. You know, are you seeing the same thing, or am I an idiot, or what, you know?
Yeah, and I think we've also raised up a generation that lacks the ability to reason or operate in a field of logic to a high capacity. And that's not every person, but there is a widespread lack of logic that exists in our world today.
Yeah.
And I think we have to look at that very carefully.
Well, performance trophies have not served us well, have they?
No, they have not.
Yeah, if you're not participating and you're not competing and you think you're entitled, you know, this is the America we have today, and there's going to be there's going to be grief down the road here, because we're going to have to reconcile that at some point, Phil Hudson-Pillar, I got to tell you. Well, thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least 4 people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, you know, Arbor Day, we're going to talk trees, okay? So we're talking, you know, those good arborist type terms. And Mark Chisholm, who is a certified arborist, is going to share some ideas here with us in just a few moments. But a little background here for you. Arbor Day was created in Nebraska in 1872 to encourage people to plant trees. Did you know that? Okay, now you know. On the first Arbor Day, it's estimated that 1 million trees were planted. You think about that. Wow, that's incredible. Trees increase our quality of life, both through aesthetic and ecological ways. In fact, studies show an increase in neighborhood tree canopy or green space is directly associated with a decrease in depression, stress, and anxiety, making them even more important as the COVID pandemic takes its toll on our mental health. Trees conserve water, they improve air quality, can even raise your property values. Well, as I mentioned, the certified arborist Mark Chisholm is with us, and he's going to share his tips on everything from how to choose the right tree for your climate to how to properly take care of trees currently on your property. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate having me here.
Well, boy, there's lots to be aware of here, and we've already learned something about the first Arbor Day. Help me understand how more and more people, you know, how they're becoming interested in helping the environment and sustainability, why trees are so important to those efforts.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about trees. I think we all know how important they are for aesthetics, especially now with so many people working from home and wanting some place to escape when they're outdoors in their own yards. And I think that's a great way to just kind of boost our own, life and increase our ability to enjoy our at home. But as far as trees go, I mean, they add property value for one, which is very simple. But on a larger scale, you know, they give us oxygen. They filter the air of pollutants. They filter the water and transpire our water back into the air. You know, and as you mentioned in the intro, you know, we now have studies that definitely tell us that they reduce stress, anxiety, and even ease depression. And I think it's really important. And even beyond that, when we talk about the studies they're doing now, they're looking at hospitals and they see a correlation between patients that have a view of trees being able to be released from a hospital sooner and having less long-term complications than people who don't.
Right. Well, this brings up the point of selecting the right tree for the right place, as you say. A well-planned yard can contain trees that grow well in the soil and moisture of your neighborhood. The size, shape, and sun requirements should also be considered. So a little bit of understanding, you know, because like sometimes, you know, you just have one of those trees maybe in your yard just by happenstance and good luck that just, you know, hits all those things and you wonder why it happens and why it happens to that tree, but it doesn't happen with the others, right?
Well, I think that's a great point. You know, I mean, some trees grow naturally in the wild in certain conditions, but they won't grow in others. You won't see, like, wetland species in upland conditions, and it's just because that's what nature does. You know, so when we try to plant trees in our own yard, we should consider being just like nature, and the idea that we should understand what trees like a lot of sun, which trees don't, which trees like a lot of water, which trees don't. And also, even going beyond that, once you establish the right tree for that location based on conditions, I would even say you really need to think as far as how big is this tree actually going to get and what do I want from it? You know, you don't want a towering oak tree right over your house, you know, right against your doorstep. You want something that's going to be suitable for that location as well.
Mark, in regard to the location, different parts of the yard, I mean, there's some trees that would flourish more prosperous, I guess, or, you know, more healthier in certain parts of the yard that you select as well because of the amount of sun that it takes or a limited amount of sun. Is that a consideration?
Absolutely, for sure. You know, you don't want to plant a tree right up against a house that doesn't get any late-day sun if they really need, like, southern exposure late-day sun. And the same goes with the idea of planting something that needs a lot of root zone. You don't want to put it in a little tiny box because then the roots won't be able to establish what they need to really thrive, and the tree may not even last long-term, which would be a real shame.
How will we know these things about a tree when we go, you know, to a store and we're looking to purchase a tree or maybe ask somebody to plant? How would we know these things about trees beforehand?
Well, there's two things I would say. One is you could do a little research on your own, and then if you want to get some advice, any really good quality nursery or garden center will have those people there that can put you in the right direction. What I would say is, go there with an understanding of what you want, you know, and the space conditions. Like, they're going to ask you things like, you know, is this on the north side or the south side? Is this going to be full exposure or mainly shade? And then say, I want a shade tree or I want a smaller ornamental. Do I want flowers? Do I want fruit? Or do I want an evergreen that doesn't lose its leaves or needles all year?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point. Good questions to know beforehand. And speaking of beforehand and planning, what should our listeners know today to ensure their trees are green and healthy come summertime, because summertime is fast approaching?
Well, if you already have plants that are established, there's really only a few things to think about unless you have problems. So on the easy side, I would say if you don't already use an organic mulch, I would point you to that, because there's a lot of science that tells us that trees really thrive when you pull away a little bit of grass, a little bit of weeds, and they don't have that competition. And then you give them, let's say, 2 to 4 inches of organic mulch, because that will help do a few things. It'll actually insulate the soil for big temperature swings, including summer drought. It'll keep moisture there, but also adds nutrients to the soil as it breaks down over time, which is obviously what trees need.
Well, Mark Chisholm, you also warn, you know, because sometimes we'll get carried away with mulch, and you're saying, hey, look, more isn't necessarily better, right?
That's absolutely true. There's a thing that they joke within the industry called, they say, volcanoes. So people will mound it up around the trunk. You don't want a mulch volcano. What you want, like I said, is say 2 to 4 inches across the root system and not directly up against the trunk, because what you don't realize is that having all that heat and moisture up against the trunk will actually cause it to soften and might even make the tree put out a secondary root system higher in the ground and abandon the earlier one, which isn't really ideal either.
Exactly. What about pruning?
Pruning is something we should should all try to understand a little bit if we're going to do it. Small cuts, really, you can't do a lot of harm unless you damage the trunk. So if you're doing your own pruning, you shouldn't be nervous about pruning. Look online and try to understand there's one part of a tree that we should all know that's called a collar, and that's just outside the trunk zone. That's the part of the branch tissue, and it'll actually wall off that wound when we cut it because every cut's a wound. Mm-hmm. And I would say do them as small as possible because if you do them early on as a very small wound, almost no trees have problems with small wounds. But if you're taking off a massive limb because you didn't do it earlier, you're going to have to give some real good thought as to whether or not that's a wound the tree should deal with.
Well, we're visiting with the certified arborist, Mark Chisholm. He's given us tips here. I hope you're taking notes here. This is some really great information, Mark. Thank you so much. You know, we're starting to see storm clouds coming in, and the storm season is coming upon us. How do we prepare our trees for the storm season?
Well, I think you start by not being complacent. Your tree may be looking very beautiful and green, but there may be some problems in there, meaning a tree that's healthy to look at doesn't mean it's healthy internally. It could have hollows, it could have splits ready to expose themselves, or it could have a structural branching problem that it's just the right wind hits it and it's going to blow apart and unfortunately do some damage. So to protect the tree and yourself and your house, it'd be a great idea to hire someone to come in and just walk your property. A lot of arborists will do that with the idea of either a small consultant fee or even none at all in some areas. And they'll walk around and say, hey, look, did you notice this tree has a hollow? Or did you notice this fungus growing from the trunk? That means there's an interior decay problem that's going to break out in a storm. So it may mean removing a tree prematurely because you know it's going to fail. Or it may mean let's just prune this or even cable and brace it so it doesn't fail.
Exactly. Well, there's, you know, I think some people, some homeowners get this mindset that, you know, trees that look so healthy and strong, but like anything else, you know, they need some inspection. And as you say, it can start so subtly, just like even in our own bodies, we think, oh, well, that little, you know, that little mole that I have there, that's not that big a deal until we find out all of a sudden that, you know, we've got cancer going on. And, you know, trees are a living thing. And so we need to be, you know, sensitive and aware, and especially for all the benefits the trees give us, right?
Absolutely. And I think you nailed it, that sometimes things are cumulative, meaning maybe the tree can thrive with a little bit of a hollow. Maybe it can thrive with a little insect problem. But then you hit it with drought stress or a large breakout. Next thing you know, the tree starts to decline and die. And next thing you know, you're going to have to replant or just remove it.
If they need more information, where can they go?
I would send them all to a website I love called tipsfortrees.com. It's a great resource.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes. Yep, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, does it go so fast? It happens every day as we're committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Adam Holtz is going to be with us in just a moment. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. As a matter of fact, just like that, I just said the secret word, and he pops up right out of the box like Jack in the Box. I mean, you're awesome. I love how you do this.
Here I am. I'm ready to go. Let's talk.
Just like that. Hey, I mean, speaking of things that could pop up and go away, what about this mask stuff? I mean, you know, more and more conflict, and I say conflict between what the truth is and what NIH studies are have put out there, that suddenly, I mean, it appears and it disappears at the whim of, you know, some mainstream giants, you know, publishers, and, of course, Twitter and everybody else that's into that, because they like the idea of Americans being blind, boxed, and begging here.
Yeah, well, again, as you and I have talked about before, it's all about information, right? And the information that we receive, most of it these days, unless you're super old school and you know, it's appointment television viewing to turn on the news at 5:30 or 6:30 at night, we're getting it through the internet. And so there's gatekeepers all over the place. And, you know, the narrative that is out there changes at the whim of those who are in power. I think it's fair to say that, regardless of what you think about masks, there are influential players in the government and in big tech who, you know, they can pick and choose what message they want to emphasize. And that's true with everything, right? I mean, the mask thing, weirdly enough, has become a worldview question. And it plugged in, we spend a lot of time thinking about worldview. What's right? What's good? What's not right? What's not good? And with, you know, every worldview question, you got to do your own homework.
Yeah, and, without a doubt.
You know, you got to figure out what you believe and where you're at. And but I think it's safe to say that the mask narrative kind of blows in the wind, and the windsock can be blowing in any given direction at any given point. So,
well, without a doubt. Well, and it's made room for these other things. It's gotten to the point that, you know, everybody's focused on the vaccine. They're focused on masks. And listen to the conversation. Listen to what they talk and how they position and frame climate change these days.
Right.
They present it in such a way as if it is a fact, which is what Barack Obama said. But it's like, wait a minute, the science has not decided that. I mean, here we are, you've conditioned us to listen to the science. We're listening to the science and scientists, and we don't want to listen to the scientists that you've bought off and paid for. We want to listen to scientists that are really, you know, pursuing the truth and are giving us the straight skinny on the issue.
Yeah, and increasingly it feels like when we're talking about science that unfortunately, and I'm not sure when this exactly started, but it feels like science has been deeply politicized.
Oh, yeah.
And it has been largely co-opted by the progressive side of things. And so, you know, we need to step back and say, well, who's science and which scientists? And, you know, is there a minority report, if you will, to toss a, you know, another movie reference in there,
right,
where we can say, well, what are the dissenters saying? And, I think America, unfortunately, it's not a great climate for dissent right now from the prevailing narrative. And that should concern us.
Well, and the other thing, too, I think it's interesting you say minority report. And it's actually the majority minority report.
Right.
Because
well, there's that,
the majority of people, you know, they're saying, no, we're not getting this. And I said early on when this first came out, I could just see God in heaven, you know, looking to Peter going, climate change. What you were the one thing I asked you to do, take care. You can't take care of climate change. How could you let me down like this? I mean, it's like this is such a joke. The audacity, I was saying earlier that, humanity continues to give God a reason to laugh.
Yeah. Well, and probably cry and probably to get fairly angry on a fairly regular basis, too. So, I think taking that tack, look, all of us fall short of the glory of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are all desperately in need of Jesus' finished work on the cross. And that enables us to do two things that are paradoxically radically different. We can have a humble and trusting stance and not be too worried about any of this stuff. And on the other hand, we can be bold as lions because we don't have to fear the reprisal of those who are in power. You know, I think about 1 Peter, and I've probably talked about this before. You know, 1 Peter's writing to a group of people who have been scattered throughout Asia Minor, and there's a bunch of names like Pontus and Bithynia and hard-to-pronounce names. Mm-hmm. They're being pursued by Nero, who wants to basically kill them all. And Peter just kind of shrugs and says, you know what, for right now you've had to suffer trials of all kinds, but these come so that your faith of greater worth than gold can be refined and can be shown to be pure. And so I love Peter's stance in that he has a hope that transcends even the most radical of suffering, and it enables him to see it in perspective. And I think that that's what gets lost here in the 24/7
exactly.
news cycle is we end up with not having much perspective, and we get sucked into the hype machine and the fear machine, and we don't have to do that.
And understand, we're all like Peter to a degree. I mean, here's Peter, God's chosen frozen, frozen chosen, who when it came time for that initial trial, which he said, initially, hey, I'm going to be there, to your death, I'll be right there. And then he gets asked the question, disavows Christ, and he's just so crushed by it. But God said, look, let me tell you, you're still my guy. You know, the deal is still on between us. And here, here's this level of maturity. By the time you get to 1 Peter, I mean, the maturity of this church leader is immense.
No, it's immense. That's the right word for it.
Right.
He is the rock. Nothing's shaking. You know, Nero's capturing Christians, tying them up and lighting them on fire as torches for his garden party.
Exactly.
And Peter's like, you know what? It's all good. And not that he's not minimizing it, but his perspective is so much bigger than momentary suffering. And, I think that when we just consume news all the time, we get so fixated, on the moment. Our vision really shrinks. And I think that's what God's word does for us, Bill, is it invites us to step back and see things from a bigger perspective. And it's so important for me, for you, for all of us to be in God's word every day, because that's the only place we get that perspective.
Exactly. Well, to me, the big light bulb moment for me here in this last year has just been trust.
Yeah.
Who do you trust? And God says clearly, you know, and I had to really, I mean, Adam, I had to really shake myself because I was getting disappointed, unexpected, you know, unfulfilled promises, you know, right on down the line, everything. And I'm going, wow, this is, I'm getting depressed here. And then God brought me back to his word, you know, and of course you've read it 150 million times, you know. You know, trust in God, lean not on your own understanding from Proverbs 3. And I had to, you know, and I'm saying, oh, Lord, oh, man, wow. I mean, it was like this 800,000-pound gorilla was lifted off my back and my chest all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I could breathe again. And, you know, and reminded that, you know, look, you can't even trust ones that you love because we're all fallen. We all, as you say, fallen short of the glory of God. So we're not there, but we can trust God. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. So, you know, we can go to the bank with God. There's no doubt about it. And when I find myself, when I have lost vision and lost sight of who I'm trusting, it is that time when you know, the anxiety level goes up and your doubts come in and all that stuff. It's like that old saying, you know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. I had that in my office for many years, but I changed it and I took off the goal, off his goal. So, you know, that's what we're here. We're here to steward the goal, the gift that he has given us to realize, you know, the fullness of our purpose and being here in this limited time on earth. And to me, that's what, as you say, that's what Peter had come to. He'd come to the end of himself and said, hey, look, it's not about me. It's about the grander plan.
Absolutely.
And regardless of what's going on with COVID and all this political morass and stuff like that, all we're trying to do is bring people into the kingdom. And as long as we stay focused to that end, hey, it'll go well for us.
That's right. And we have to, you know, we lift our eyes to the hills to see where our help comes from. And I love living near mountains. I grew up in Iowa. Mm. I dearly love Iowa and the Midwest.
Yeah.
But, man, there's no mountains in Iowa. But here in Colorado Springs, I can get up and I can see the hills every morning. And
With music?
Well, they're not alive. They're alive with snow this morning. We're back to what we're calling Sprinkter, you know.
Oh, really?
It was 82 days ago and it's snowing this morning.
Oh,
again.
My. Is that incredible?
But we need the moisture. But
yeah, but then you got Pike's
Hills,
Peak.
Right?
It's so gorgeous. I mean, I'm in awe. I looked out the window when I was there at Focus and I looked out the window and I saw Pike's Peak and I mean, it is so majestic. And you say there is a God.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, we got about a minute left. Some movies that you want to call our attention to?
You know, one that's both good and not so good is The Mitchells versus the Machines, which is sort of an anti-technology fable.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a tech apocalypse, and there's one non-techie family that does not become zombies after their Wi-Fi gets shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. It's got a same-sex romance nod in the credits. I'm like, oh, you
in
almost made it to the end, but you had to throw that in. So, you know, that's where we're at these days is this, even with movies that we really like, oftentimes there's that one worldview issue that they feel compelled to kowtow to these days. And, man, it's about everything right now. But that's that one's on Netflix. Great watch, you know, maybe either be prepared to talk about the credits if you have kids or you know, maybe say, oh, movie's over. You know?
That's it. Pick up your popcorn bowls. Let's go.
That's right.
All right,
you got it.
Adam Holtz, Focus on the Families, plugged in director.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.